Hello, thank you for joining me. This is Jaded. I am Jody, and I am here with one of my BFFs, Anisha.
Hello.
And her lovely, lovely daughter, Constance. I love it when I start with the We had a fabulous night tonight. It is snowing outside. Tonight is Saturday, March 2nd, 2019. If you can believe it, 2019. Good Lord. But I'm looking out my window and it is furiously snowing. It's supposed to do this
good all night.
All night long.
I think.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be all night. And they're braving it because there's this thing called Uber that everybody knows about, right? And they're just relying on Uber to get home. And I think that's pretty fucking brave of you.
The ride here was good.
It was.
Yes, they had a good
awesome
ride here.
Driver.
From LA, you said. But
he's
he drove
LA.
Well in the snow.
Yes, he's been here a year.
Okay.
Almost a year.
Almost
and
a year.
And he's from LA. And he did great.
Good driver. Did he know English?
Absolutely, very clear. Well, he works
That was rude of me to ask.
But he's very
fucked up.
Very,
sorry.
Very, very educated and intelligent.
And
won't
so you had good conversation?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was there anything really outstanding about him or anything bad about him?
Very social and very, very nice. I picture people from, like, L.A. as not being, like, friendly, and that's something that he commented on, that every person he's given a ride to since he's been driving for Uber in Denver, everybody has been very kind and polite.
Mm.
And given him just tips on things to do, restaurants to go and try. So, yeah, he said it's been a good experience for him.
Wow. Uber, who'd have thought? I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't do Uber.
No. Me neither. He was my first Uber ride. Very first. So it was a good experience.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. My daughter's season. She's taken a few.
Yeah.
But that was my first.
Really? That was your first Uber
my
ride?
My first Uber ride.
Oh.
Wow, huh?
Tonight, I went and got a tattoo. And the tattoo artist was telling me that he had called Lyft on 3 different times, and each time the driver pulled up, saw who he was, and pulled away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he has tats on his forehead and on his face, and he was tatted up, you know, he had piercings and shit, and he said that they would just come up and pull away.
Oh, my.
Yep. Oh, sorry, I just ate a sour gummy worm, and it was really fucking sour.
Oh.
And the beer's not helping.
So you're going to wash it down with a beer.
Mm.
Swig a beer. It's awesome.
No, I just said the beer wasn't helping.
Oh.
But I was trying anyway.
It helped.
Okay, so awkward silence if that is. What topic did we think we could cover in 15, 20 minutes that we want to discuss?
About the proposal.
Yeah.
The proposal? Oh. Okay, as everybody recalls, I left things with alcoholic number 2 when I kicked him out after having him practically burn down my apartment, and that was the last that I saw of him. It was at that time. We did go and donate together. He's a good guy when he's sober, okay, but he went to jail. He went to 3 different jails. He was in jail for a full week. When he got out, he was sober.
3 different jails in a week.
Because the system was fucked up.
Warrant here, warrant there.
No, he's only got 1 warrant.
Oh.
They just couldn't figure out who it...
What county?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because of where he was picked up. So, because right here, I guess, is Denver. It's also Arapaho, because it was Arapaho that came. But I have a Denver zip code.
Are you on the line?
Yeah, apparently. So, got all of that straightened out. But, god Damn, those worms are sour. Oh, maybe I need chocolate. Oh my goodness. Okay, so we reconnected in good ways because he was sober. I still had some of his things. In fact, this is still waiting for him to come pick up. One night when I agreed to go see the movies with him, when I picked him up, it was clear that he was drinking. He denied it, but at some point admitted it. And so I turned around and took him back home. And on the way, he was thanking me for... Now, you have to remember, he was drunk, right? But still. Excuse me. He was thanking me for giving him boundaries. That he knew that that meant I loved him. And that he felt safe with me. And at some point, he said that he was going to get me a ring. And I just looked at him and he goes, "That's how much I love you. That's, I..."
Love.
Oh, he's been saying love forever. From the very beginning. What?
I have...
What does that mean?
No, I'm just,
I can tell you're feeling
emotions.
You didn't
have that relationship with, type of relationship with him.
No, I
don't. From you, but on his perspective, was you guys were just this, like, big item.
Oh, he thinks that I'm amazing.
You are amazing. But.
He is so broken.
Not... He wants you to be a mother figure and pick up the pieces and nurture.
No, he is just so... He's so broke. I can't do that level of repair. I can't, like, that's beyond what I can handle. You know, it's just too much. She's got a baby mama that hates my guts, that come to find out she's got a boyfriend of her own, okay? She's probably about my height, my size. And, well, she's maybe a little bit taller. But he is probably 6'2".
He's tall.
He's tall.
He's tall.
Right? Her new boyfriend is 5'5". Right? But, and I guess she lives in Utah. And she's saying that she wants to take the baby, not the baby, but the little girl, and go to Utah. So... He's got that issue going on. Plus, yeah, she was not letting him see her, his little girl at all.
But he's not in a position, in his condition, he's not in a, he wasn't. I don't know what he's
right
now, current.
He needs
but
to be
he
sober.
Wasn't in position at that time to see and spend time with his child or make a decision or fight the fact that she wanted to move him.
Right. And until he's sober, he can't.
Mm-hmm.
He really can't. But basically, that as boring as it is, that was his proposal to me. And he repeated about going to get a ring. And I just... Yeah, the look on my face was very similar to yours. I was just like... You know... I have nothing to say here. I have nothing to say. Yeah, it was just, he kept repeating that, you know, prove that he loved me. Is that what a ring is proof of love?
I mean, to an extent, like, you kind of have to really be, I
don't know. That there has to be two-sided feelings,
yeah, like
and
history
love
of, like,
and
both people.
Understanding, it's been, you were there, you helped him, from what I understand, because I don't know everything, but you were there, you helped him, he had a roof over his head, but your love and I'm saying in a friendship form, not in a companion form.
Right.
Was taking as love in let's get married love.
Something, like maybe being in jail made him decide he wanted to be married. I don't know.
Jail does funny things to people.
Yeah, yeah, it does for sure. I honestly don't know, but yeah, as far as proposals go, that's first one in a long time.
Okay, so my question is, where does this relationship stand?
Where does it stand? I only see him when he's sober, which hasn't been as often as it should have been since he got out. He should have been sober, you know, ever since.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, and I drove him back to his mother's house when I found out. Just, yep, no, can't do it. Can't do it. But...
And this isn't a person that you want a relationship with. A friendship? If
no,
you,
I
don't... A sober friendship.
A sober friendship, yes.
But not a personal relationship.
Cannot, could not survive. We would not. Mm. Either one of us. he would not survive. I would not. No. It would just be a bad, bad deal. So... And I've told him this. You know me, I'm honest, but he just insists. He just insists
blunt?
That he insists that he loves.
I don't think he. Again, I don't know him.
Yeah.
I only know little bits that you've told me, but I don't think he even knows what love. I don't. He doesn't know.
He's actually very supportive in ways that I've never
there's
had.
There's a difference.
But hold on, no, hold on. So, I don't know if you know Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson is somebody that I really like. He does podcasts. He's a Canadian psychiatrist, something, god damn it, I can't believe that I don't know, but, what's that? It is. Oh my goodness. Yes. Now I'm lost. Jordan Peterson. What was I talking about?
Canadian.
Yeah.
Podcast.
I know. But before that. Well,
but we're talking about love. Is he capable of actually loving?
Oh, is he capable of actually loving? Well, now I'm. All right. We're going to have to pick up. I don't know. I did too many dabs. So I'm going to start over. Holy shit. Come on, rescue me.
You're killing me.
Where does this relationship stand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where does this relationship stand?
It stands only in that he's willing to pay my rent again.
Okay, because I'm, oh, wow. Okay, so I'm really, really trying to bite my tongue because I'm a very honest person.
Say it.
And very straightforward. So, this friendship, you will endure this friendship.
Have been.
And have been because he can help you pay your rent. I love you. That's awesome.
Shut the fuck up. I think I'm a terrible person. Are you kidding me?
No, I can joke and say that, but in the sense that we live in a hard, cruel world. But if he was sober, I mean, you could have a friendship, quote unquote friendship.
Oh my gosh. He is amazing when he is sober. He's amazing when he's sober. We could not... I still can't deal with his actual life.
Not, but as... Okay, so...
But as friends.
Lovers,
yes.
Type thing, just friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, and that's one of the things. I don't feel like I want to touch him all the time. And I want to be with somebody that I can't keep my hands off of. You know, I think that that's important. And I want somebody that can't keep their hands off of me. You know, and he is like that. He is like that. Oh, now I remember what I was talking about. he is very touchy-feely, which is nice, but I don't want it. And
from him.
From him. And he's supportive because I was doing a Jordan Peterson little workshop thing. And it's, you know, it's not really, I think, terribly interesting. But when I came back from doing it, he wanted to, like, sit down and he asked me all kinds of questions about it. And he's like, you know, and I was like, why do you want to know this?
Sober,
like,
or drunk?
When he was sober. When he was sober.
So he was thinking clear.
He was thinking clear. And he was asking a lot of questions. And I probably wasn't sober. Just to be clear. Yeah, I probably wasn't sober. So he was asking me all these questions about... It was kind of personal work. Like, you go in and you talk about all the things that you do that are negative. Negative traits that you do. And then there's another one that are positive ones. But I'd only gotten through the negative ones. And I didn't know why he cared anyway. But he goes... Jody, whatever makes you happy, like, I want to be supportive of that. And I was like, what the fuck?
Okay.
But it was genuine.
Just like a flip from when he was drinking and a drunk, and now he's sober, and it's kind of, he really does have feelings for you.
When he's drunk, all he wants to do is cuddle. And it pisses me off.
You want more?
I'm like... And I just go lay in fucking bed, right? Like, yeah, I just want to hold you. Well, goddammit, you know, I don't like to just lay all the time.
Want more.
Yeah, definitely. But that's when he's drinking. When he's not drinking, he's like so alive, it's ridiculous. He's just happy. He talks
to
everybody.
So what's his trigger?
Here.
I mean, have you been able to figure out what his trigger is? You see him as sober and fun, and he's alive, but what's his trigger that he has to drown himself in alcohol? There's something there that...
Probably me.
Was he drunk when you met him?
Yes, actually.
You're not his trigger.
Well, I can't be his only trigger, but we all have...
Okay, so you're okay, you're one of his triggers.
Be honest here.
Okay.
I know what his other trigger is. He doesn't like to see it. If he sees alcohol, he wants to drink it. So if he sees a can, an empty bottle, or whatever, he'll more likely go get some.
But there's something else that's... that.
And there's a liquor store right fucking there.
But there's something that... I'm going to say as an example. There's something traumatic in his head... There's a reason that he's losing himself in the bottle, so to speak.
Yeah, there's yeah.
So he has something that it is traumatic in his life that he feels the only way to deal with it is to be alcohol numb.
He allegedly saw his... Not his father, okay. His mother had daughter number one with baby daddy number one. Then she had baby boy. She had girl, boy, different dad. Then had a third. One and three had the same. Two and four had the same.
Oh, my.
Okay?
Okay, that's mind-boggling.
He saw baby dad... kill, allegedly drowned him when he was 5 years old. Saw his father kill his son. Then, like, I don't even know how much later, he saw that same father try to kill his other son by hanging him in the backyard. But he tackled the father and kept it from happening.
Ooh, this is deep and dark.
Yeah, so yeah, he's got a
lot. So he does. That's his trigger. That's his
what
trigger.
What is everything is his trigger, right?
But that is his, that's the core. I mean, that is why he says these things, he saw them, he can't cope with life. The only way he can is to drown it in alcohol. That, that's the only way he knows how to handle it. It's sad now because he has a child he can't see and he has no decision making in that child's life. But he's seen something that is so traumatic, his only way out is to drink.
Apparently. And I hear that there's something that there's medication they can give you that will help you not crave alcohol. Have you heard of that? It's a pill?
Abuse?
No.
Back in the day?
Oh my God, abuse.
Okay, I just dated myself.
No, they still give that. They do. They still give that if people are willing to take it. It's ridiculous.
There's things he can do. If he really, truly wanted help, he can do it. Something as non-invasive as acupuncture. I mean, start baby steps. I mean, you could go...
Or at least someone to even talk to about it, you know?
I mean, if he was willing... Willing to talk to...
Yeah, that would definitely help.
I mean, he probably needs a mild mood stabilizer that's not addictive. Something he just needs some... He needs some...
Well, he's great when he's... Like I said, when he's on his own, he's always upbeat and happy and he doesn't have the shakes, you know?
How?
When he went 5 days without drinking. Because he came out of jail. He hadn't drank. And so by then he had gotten through all the shakes and all that shit. But the minute he goes back to it, like, they come back. So.
But he does need to, I mean, that's obviously something he needs to address.
Yeah, he needs.
But he has to open his mind
to counseling.
I mean, counseling is a hard thing.
Classes.
It's a hard thing to admit to yourself that you need.
Yeah.
And it's a hard thing to make yourself go to the first couple, probably, appointments. But the only way, I mean, he does. I mean, he needs the counseling. Then there's going to be the discussion about we need to, not necessarily maybe an antidepressant, but a mood stabilizer.
You think so?
I do.
Yeah,
and I'm
so
not. I've never.
Like
I'm just
sad,
never.
Like,
I'm not
really
like pushing the
to where he goes to like drink and do that.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's.
It'll be like he'll be
true.
Maybe he'll be able to like think it through and be like, oh no, that's not what I should do.
Yeah, I forget that moods can be affected
mm-hmm.
by
but
more than just
your mood. Is like
chemicals.
You're in the mood. I'm just like in a downer, shitty fucking
trauma.
Mood. You know what? I'm gonna grab that beer. I'm gonna go to the liquor store. And I'm gonna grab a bottle. I'm gonna grab a case of beer. You know, but it's just something that he can go to and have appointments. I mean, it's a hard thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
But go and talk.
He really liked this one counselor that he saw. I remember he said that she was a bigger, heavier black lady and that she was hilarious, but she was firm. And, you know, she said that she could definitely help him, but he didn't follow through.
And why? Why didn't he follow through?
I don't know. Probably because he went back to drinking. Honestly, I don't really remember.
I guess if you're drinking to that degree, you forget all your responsibilities. You're just worried about. Yeah, I mean, you're just in a drunken fog, I guess.
I guess I. So yeah, things stand where I need him for rent.
Okay, so that being said.
Yeah.
Where is he?
I don't
know. I've seen every room in your home. He doesn't live here.
He doesn't live here. He lives at his mother's. He comes here when I let him come here, when I want him here. It has to be convincing to get the rent paid, Anisha. Don't give me shit.
I'm just trying to get the clear picture here. I don't judge you.
But no, you know, we're not having sex. We're not having sex. He has something on his... Something that he needs to get burnt off, because I will not touch it nor let it touch me until it is gone. How about that?
Yep.
Do you want to switch me places? Because there's a nice cool breeze coming right here.
It's so... It's chilly.
I'm good.
It's nice right here. I'm usually hot.
No, I'm good. You okay. Just... Continue.
Yeah. Yeah, that pretty much sums up, I think, where we are. I need him for
and
right.
And he's okay with... that aspect, no, the physical aspect being off the table.
Yeah, oh, he knows, yeah, but he still sleeps in my bed, but...
He's a cuddle partner.
Yeah, he's, yeah, but I don't know if I need a fucking cuddle partner. It's, you know, it can be nice sometimes, but I don't know...
Kind of like weird, it's all the time.
I'm laying there and I'm thinking, you know, why do I want this to be someone else? You know? Or instead I'm just picturing someone else. Like,
oh, no.
it's not good, and it's not a good feeling. Like, I feel guilty for doing it, you know? Because he is a nice guy and he is very supportive of a lot of things, but only when he's sober. So I've just set boundaries as far as when...
Okay, you've set the boundaries, but do you... I mean, can you imagine you letting him just cuddle you? What that means to him, just being able to just lay next to you and cuddle? I mean, that probably means the world to him.
It does. He tells me.
Yes.
I know this.
But, I mean, then you have to look at, is this... I mean, well, you gotta do what you gotta do. Number one.
What was that?
You gotta do what you gotta do. You have to get business taken care of.
Oh,
but
yes.
At the same time, you could look at it that what you're doing for him, that probably just is amazing and comforting for him.
Yeah, I know.
Don't laugh at me.
I'm laughing at you.
Don't laugh at me.
I'm recognizing the behavior.
But then I can see how he would get very dependent on you as well.
At this point, we're kind of dependent on each other.
So then it works.
Because we're both getting something out of it. I'm getting rent, he's getting love.
Love in a... non-physical form?
He's getting validation.
That's an easy way, though.
That's an easy way, she says.
You don't have to do anything.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
So to explain...
But that's reality. I mean, if we're gonna... Let's be honest. That's what it is.
So what would... If there was a way out, what would the... What...
Okay,
or what, how
so
should it be done differently?
Okay, so you're looking for a way out?
Well, no, you're right. That was a Freudian slip. I didn't mean it that way. If there were a different way to handle things, what... Like, if you were me, how would you do a different...
How would I, you mean... How would you do it different? I mean,
should I not accept his money because...
No, you're doing each other a favor
reason?
Without the sexual aspect of it.
Right.
So,
He feels the sexual aspect. I don't feel that way.
You've already said that there's times that there's actually... The sexual aspect is not even in the picture. I mean, that's not even an option.
Not at the moment. Not until he goes to get that thing good. Yeah.
But so what's gonna happen if he did?
Well, I might contemplate it. I haven't had sex in a very long time. Well, what the hell, you know? As long as he couldn't pass inspection. there's a possibility. I don't know.
But then you do that And then there's going to be that, to him, you do that, and to him, that's pretty much the engagement ring right there. He's in love completely at that point.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I have more than one man in love
with
me.
If you were to get sober, get all his medical things taken care of, is he...
If he was
potential
sober...
Potential for a relationship.
If he could stay sober, I don't know why not. If he could stay sober. But that's like the biggest if that ever existed. Because
addiction is a hard, rough, hard thing.
And
any addiction.
And 5 days of jail didn't keep him sober for 5 days.
No, he needs like...
It kept him sober for only those 5 days. He came out, not even like 10 days. It was bad. It is bad. That's why I gotta hurry up and get my rent paid. Yeah, it's the same.
He's on a roll?
No, he just is drinking again. He got money. He got his tax refund. It was funny. I'm standing in line.
He got a tax refund.
Yeah.
So he's capable of working.
Oh, he works all the time.
He works. He's a functioning alcoholic.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Not to a degree. Yes.
He is a functioning alcoholic.
Yeah.
Okay.
I imagine so. I don't.
Cause he works.
Yeah, he worked with me. I worked with him. He worked with me. I worked with him. Whatever. At the same place, at Marathon Medical. And I remember two different times I was standing next to him, pointing something out or talking to him. Yeah, I pointed something out. And I leaned over and I said, I can smell alcohol on you. You know, I don't know if you're drinking, but... You know, I can smell it, and you need to do a better job making sure that I can't. So, happened two different times. So, was he drinking every fucking day? I don't know. But, he definitely is back to drinking again because they haven't called him yet to go take a piss test, so he hasn't gotten in trouble yet. But
and it'll take a couple times.
Yeah, they're not just going to throw him in the first
for the
time
first,
or two.
First
yeah.
dirty. It's going to take a
But if he keeps
couple.
On doing it, then yeah, they'll
yeah,
won't get too many chances.
Who knows what's going to
happen.
In
what county? Depends on what county.
Arapaho.
Oh, he might not have a chance.
Arapaho's kind of ugly, but Jefferson is cracking down. They were giving people chances, but they're giving them less. But Arapaho is so ugly.
Oh, God,
yeah.
Arapaho County is so ugly.
I don't care for Arapaho County either. Sorry, I always have to check this fucker because, like I said, it cut me off. All right.
Okay, so he's on probation.
33 minutes. Yeah. As am I.
Okay.
Still.
Yours?
It's my 2-year deferred.
You have yours?
Yes, I do. But they're looking for meth.
They have excluded alcohol.
He knows that I drink. But alcohol only shows up every 5 days, and it's a different test. But it hasn't been a problem so far.
What I know of tests that I know of, it's meth, all that, includes alcohol,
meth,
excludes THC.
Well, that's if you have a meth card.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying,
yeah.
Though. In drug tests that I know of, it the drugs, A, B, C, whatever... But it also includes alcohol, but it could exclude THC.
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't had problems with it. Thanks for pointing that up.
I'm just saying.
Wonderful. Now I gotta cross my fucking fingers. You know, they're gonna come after me for 15 months. Guess
but
what?
It'll say on your on the little slip that you get after you weigh, what it says something something, that H something is alcohol and
ETG
is alcohol, and then on some that I see it says exclude THC, only because these people I know have a medical card.
Yeah.
So that's why, because the people, I've known some people on probation, I don't know how we got on this subject, but on probation, they are 25, 30, they're well into their adulthood, and they still can't take in THC. They can't smoke weed on probation.
I can, because I have a med card.
Okay, see, that med card makes all, okay, so that clears everything up.
Right.
Okay, all right. That's why all the hits on the pipe and the daps.
Jeez, thanks. Yes, indeed.
Okay, now that,
for that.
Okay. I apologize, Jody. I did not really realize you had a med card.
I, as far as the courts know, I do.
You don't have to show proof? Really?
Haven't yet, no. Oh, see, pushed it off. New subject.
we'll move on. There was something we were talking about in the kitchen that when we were cooking dinner, we're gonna save, and I can't remember. So.
Come back to us.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's okay. So
right. I think we covered it because
we
talked about the ring.
Yeah, that was main topic of the conversation, was that ring and how it came about and how you're feeling about it.
Because I referred to it as a wedding proposal, which it wasn't really, but it was still,
close enough.
Still pretty intense. I was like, are you kidding me?
Asking for a commitment. That's an engagement ring.
But it feels like a desperate throw from the ocean. Like, he's throwing
because
it.
Because he'd rather be here with you to be able to drink freely and live in his parents' house that was being scrutinized.
Oh, no, his mother will not allow him to live there. Not after this last thing.
Oh.
She's, like, done. But she's crazy. She's fucking crazy. So, oh, fuck. Wow. yeah, it's not great there. Damn it. Again, I'm like helping move forward. So anyway, not going to get married. We had started off on another tangent and now I can't pull it back.
Okay, so you're not going to, but you, he was basically asking you a proposal.
Mm-hmm. And right now, he's going to help me pay
engagement.
Rent.
Engagement.
And I'm happy with that.
so you have a roof over your head for another month.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to get sober, there's potential. If you were to get sober and stay sober, there's potential.
There could be, yeah.
Okay. That way, there could be. That was a little stumbling struggle.
Yeah.
There could be, yeah. I can't say there would be. There could be. There could be.
Okay.
He surprises me sometimes. He's a great cook. He's an amazing cook.
Oh, see, there's a bonus right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big bonus.
And he loves to cook. Yeah, and he's... But he's, like, too generous. He's too nice.
And you're not used to that.
I'm not. I just feel bad because I can't. I don't reciprocate. I'm nice, but it's not... Like,
you're not gushy.
He's, like, loving nice.
But you're not gushy.
And I'm, like, polite. You know what I mean? He's loving and I'm polite.
If it gets too much, you kind of step back.
And sometimes when he touches me, I kind of recoil. You know?
Does he respond to that, though? Does he react to that?
Because to me, that would
make me feel really horrible. Am I that repulsive to you?
I'm sure it does. I know. I'm a bad person. I am a bad person.
It doesn't make you a bad person.
That kind of
tells me that you...
He is not
relationship material.
No.
And he wants it. And he wants it. So that tells me he's not relationship material, because you would not be repulsed by him just touching your shoulder, grabbing your hand or something.
Yeah. Not repulsed all the time, but sometimes, especially when I'm not expecting it and I jump back, it makes me mad.
But relationships, you can't.
I know.
And,
I want somebody.
Okay, no, I'm going to schedule a time that I'm going to touch your shoulder and I'm going to grab your hand. He's not relationship. He's not.
Neither is Nick. I just told him like this the night before last.
That's not, if that's what happens, then they're friend
mm-hmm.
relationship,
yeah.
But they're not intimate, romantic relationship.
I can't love you back, you know? It's like I can't love you back.
You wouldn't
not like
jump
that.
Or you wouldn't just like back away.
Oh my God, I know. Or I hate the way he walks.
Okay, now see, you can't even.
He's just got this fucking.
No, he's
swagger.
Just. He's only friend. He's only friend.
Yeah.
Well, he's 9 years younger than me.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay. Can I have that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cheers, ladies.
No, but you always like the younger guys.
I always like the younger guys. I know.
You always...
I am the Edward.
Fireball.
To podcasting.
Yeah, you've always, years ago, we've known each other for... Oh my God, how many years?
2007, I think, was when I started working there.
So, 12 years?
I was only 7 years.
12 years.
Yeah, you were...
12 years ago is a long time ago, but even back then when I first met you, younger guys still always appeal to you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because
you're beautiful, baby daddy
was a whole week younger than me. He's exactly one week younger than me. A week.
He was just there to give you babies.
I can't. Yeah, that's very true. I don't know
you
why
you got your babies. He served his purpose.
We made beautiful babies.
Yes.
Yeah,
so that you know he had a purpose. And he did. You have beautiful babies.
You made beautiful baby too.
Thank
Constance
you.
Is beautiful.
Love my baby. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I guess we covered it all, and I don't know. I don't think we can drag this on much longer.
Drag it on. We definitely.
No, you know what I'm gonna start doing is because we had a couple subjects that we were cooking.
Right.
We need to have a notepad to write it down, like topics, because there was a couple good things that we were going to discuss, that we were all three of us were going to discuss.
And
I can't remember.
Totally blew them.
Uh-huh.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
I had notebooks everywhere.
But that was because we had some really great things that we were going to talk about.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they were what a...
We can do... Maybe we'll remember them, and then we can still revisit them. We can do it on another podcast.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because they will come up. We'll remember. One of us will remember, and we'll, do group text again.
Right? No, whatever it takes, so that we can all see it, so that we all remember, we all know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Or we could surprise each other. No, just playing. All right, so okay. Thanks for listening. Again, this is Jaded. I'm Jody, and thanks again to my guests. This is Anisha and Constance.
That was a long, kind of drawn out, but it was actually, I got some things pulled out of you that...
Well, you definitely didn't know most of what we talked about.
No, but...
You learned a lot.
I did, thank you.
You're absolutely welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening.